The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 15th of July, 2008. It's the birthday of one of the founders of the theory of deconstructionism, Jacques Derrida, born in Algeria, 1930. Deconstructionism, which he presented in the Book of Grammatology in 1967, which assumes that there is no common intellectual structure or source of meaning that unifies a culture, that a single text can have multiple meanings which underlie and subvert the surface meaning of the words. It's the birthday of the novelist Iris Murdoch, born in Dublin, 1919, studied classics at Oxford. She was deeply influenced by 2 years that she spent teaching war refugees for the United Nations. She taught philosophy at Oxford and began her career as a novelist. A writer who wrote everything in longhand twice and then delivered the manuscripts, finished, to her publisher in a plastic bag. She wrote 26 novels, including The Bell, A Severed Head, The Sea, which won the Booker Prize, The Good Apprentice, and The Message to the Planet. Iris Murdoch, who said happiness is a matter of one's most ordinary and everyday mode of consciousness, being busy and lively and unconcerned with self. And it's the birthday of Arianna Huffington, born in Athens in 1950, went to Cambridge University, was on the debating team there. Moved to New York, wrote biographies of Maria Callas and Picasso, and in 2005 launched the Huffington Post, a blog of political commentary, with about 4 million readers a month now, a profitable venture online. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Crooker, Paddy's Charcoal Drive-In. First job in tight black shorts and a white bowling shirt, red lipstick and bouncing ponytail. I present each overflowing tray as if it were a banquet. I'm 16 and college-bound. This job's temporary as the summer sun, but right now it's the boundaries of my life. After the first few nights of mixed orders and missing cars, the work goes easily. I take out the silver trays and hook them to the windows, inhale the mingled smells of seared meat patties, salty ketchup, rich sweet maltage. The lure of grease drifts through the thick night air. And it's always summer at Paddy's Charcoal Drive-In. Carloads of blonde and tan girls pull up next to red convertibles, boys in black T-shirts and slick hair. Everyone knows what they want, and I wait on them, hoping for tips, loose pieces of silver flung carelessly as the stars. Doo-wop music streams from the jukebox, and each night repeats itself, faithful as a steady date. Towards 10 p.m., traffic dwindles. We police the lot, pick up wrappers. The dark pours down, sticky as coke. But the light from the kitchen gleams like a beacon. A breeze comes up, chasing papers in the far corners of the darkened lot, as if suddenly a cold wind had started to blow straight at me from the future. I read that in a Doris Lessing book. But right now, purse fat with tips, the moon sitting like a cheeseburger on a flat black grill. This is enough. Your order, please. A poem by Barbara Crooker, Paddy's Charcoal Drive-In, from her collection Obligato, published by Linwood Publishers, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about poetry, books, and writing at gather.com. produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.